to a lot of people, they hear the word Bilderberg. They don't understand. They don't know what it is. To give us your thoughts on this group.
Well, first of all, let me tell you what it is not. Bilderberg is not a Jewish Masonic conspiracy, although there's a lot of people out there, especially if you go to the Internet, with very fragile logic, would try to tell you and convince you that it is. It is not, again, a Jewish Masonic conspiracy, nor is it an Illuminati conspiracy, whatever that is. And finally, Bilderberg is not a monolith, meaning that no group of people, no matter how powerful they are, sit around a table in a dark room holding hands, staring at a crystal ball, planning our future. Bilderberg is literally what I call the aristocracy of purpose. It's the United States and Europe, which is what Bilderberg Alliance is, NATO Alliance, deciding, you know, jointly, again, on the best ways to deal with, you know, the realities of the planet. And these realities obviously pass to the most important reality, which is the economic reality and the money. But money ultimately loses its value if we have no energy to go around. So again, over the past 25, 30 years, everything Bilderberg has been up to is literally controlling the energy supplies and the money supplies. That's what these people are.
And this is done through their perspective, isn't it?
Well, obviously, of course it is. Again, it's very difficult for most people to understand that 120 people's perspective is the same as 6 billion people's perspective. But unfortunately, this is how the Bilderbergers think of themselves. Again, I call them the aristocracy of purpose, a very small and very powerful clique of the leading individuals of the Western elite who try from behind the scenes to manage the planet.
I was going to say, who belongs to the group?
Well, Bilderberg is actually, if you think about it, it's astonishing that you know, this information doesn't come out in the mainstream press. Well, it's not so astonishing once we understand who belongs to the group. Every president of Europe, the United States, and Canada is a member. The sitting president of the United States never attends the conferences because every minute of his time is accounted for, but he's very well represented by the representatives of the American ruling elite, such as Richard Pearl, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Richard Holbrooke, etc. No?
Kissinger? Kissinger goes to these, right?
Well, of course he does, but Kissinger represents, again, Kissinger doesn't represent the government. He represents what I call the man behind the curtain, as in the Wizard of Oz. You find this man behind the curtain, you don't really understand how things are run, who does what to whom. Every leading banker of every European central bank attends these conferences as well. Top 100 politicians, business executives for the leading corporations such as Halliburton, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, Microsoft, they're all there as well. European commissioners are there. The president of the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the Federal Reserve Bank, they also attend. Every European royal house is there as well. And finally, with all these fine individuals, they share the table with the leading media representatives, such as the New York Times, Washington Post, Le Monde from France, Grupo Prisa from Spain, National Post in Canada, et cetera, et cetera. Again, all in all, 120, 130 members attend annually. And again, this is one of the reasons we might not have ever heard of these people, which is, again, a very, very strange coincidence. If you think about the fact that, you know, conferences such as the Davos Economic Forum, which takes place at the end of January every year, is attended by thousands of leading journalists, and the information is reported on every channel and is reported on every front page of every leading newspaper in the world. Yet Bilderberg, which is far more important and far more sinister and far more powerful, all that information never appears in any one of the mainstream leading newspapers.
Do they have our best interests at heart?
Well, I fail to understand how 120 people meeting in private, planning the world's future, have the best interests of 6 billion people. I just don't quite understand how that works.
And there's a lot of money behind these people, as you said, Daniel.
It's the aristocracy of purpose. It's the money thing. It has always been a money thing, which is why, again, people who are talking about the Jewish Masonic conspiracy seem to miss the point. It's about controlling, managing the resources of the planet. But again, money loses its value unless we have resources to go around. So again, for the last 25 years, going into the early 1980s, the Bilderbergers have always had as the number one issue at every one of their conferences, energy.
Who conceived of the group, the Bilderberg Group?
Well, Bilderberg was founded in 1954. Let's say the leading representative and the public face of the group is Prince Bernard. He's dead, of course, right now. He's the father of Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, one of the leading representatives of the Bilderberger elite and one of the most powerful women in the world. Now, the idea behind the Bilderberger conferences, and that's one of the things I talk about in the book, is, again, to find a way for the Europeans and North American elites on best ways to manage the planet. And for that, they needed money. So the initial conferences, they were financed by the CIA of all people.
That's interesting. Now, the royal family in the Netherlands, are they behind Shell Oil? Is that the same group?
Exactly. You have the British royal family behind BP. You have the Dutch royal family behind Royal Dutch Shell. And again, oil is one of the most important things in this entire equation because, again, without oil or energy, money loses its value and there is no life on the planet unless we have the energy supplies to go around to help the survival of all the people.
You know, it's kind of strange, Daniel, because most of us are pretty aware of the situation in the Middle East, the fact that the Saudis have oil, Iraq has oil, Iran has oil. We're pretty aware of it. We're bombarded by it all the time. But not a lot of people are aware of the incredible wealth and the incredible power behind some of these oil companies that are not in the Middle East, those you just mentioned.
Well, again, I think that all has to do with the greatest hypnotist in the world, which, of course, this little oblong thing every one of us has in the corner of our living room called the television set.
Well, you may be right about that, too. And these oil companies, Shell, for example, they're dealing with the Middle East on a regular basis. So even though the oil may come from Saudi Arabia or Kuwait or Iraq or Iran, aren't these other European companies really the stronghold companies that are controlling most of this?
Of course, exactly. Again, to understand how this stuff works, George, and who the powerful people are, whose faces we rarely see or hear about in the mainstream press, you must understand who the men, plural, behind the curtain are. Again, the presidents of nations, they don't run countries. They are told what to do by the leading banking institutions and the money people. Again, it's always about money. So although the Middle East might have the oil, the refineries, the oleoducts, all of that is the creation of the domain of the Western power elites. And obviously the BPs of this world, the Halliburtons, the Shells, the Texacos, etc., all of these are owned, run, and managed by the leading representatives who just happen to also belong, of all clubs, the Bilderberg Group.